Dr. Justin Coulson joins me on the line. He is a parenting researcher, speaker and author from happyfamilies.com.au. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning to you, Emma.
All right. So this week, a new study confirms that families are getting smaller because parents are discovering how hard it is to raise children. Apparently. Is this true?
You know, researchers from the University of Durr, I'm just kidding about that. Researchers from about the 1970s have been recognizing that child rearing is very hard work, and it's not actually linked with happiness at all. In fact, data for about 40 years has been telling us that as we have children, our happiness levels start to decline, and they go into steeper and steeper decline once our children become teenagers.
Oh, wow.
We don't start to get happy again until the kids leave home, which may be why...
Oh, my goodness!
Yeah, it's a true story. Research shows that people who are around their 50s tend to be the happiest people on earth.
Wow.
They've got more money than they've ever had. They've paid off the house. The kids are gone, and they're saying, look at me go. I can sleep in on a Sunday, and I can go down to the cafe and have my latte and my breakfast without any interruptions. Is it any wonder that families are getting smaller, according to this new research? Because kids are just plain hard work.
Yeah, okay. I was really interested in this topic, Justin, because I have noticed that families are getting smaller. But I've been trying to figure it out, actually. It's been at the front of my thoughts for the past few weeks. So I did grow up in kind of a country town in Queensland, and there were lots of big families. I am one of four kids. But I find in Sydney, especially my age group, my friends that are having kids, they're stopping at two. And I've just kind of tried to get my head around that. I'm trying to figure out if, you know, what the reason is. And I always thought that these days parents put a bit more effort into the kids. I don't want to make that sound bad. But do you think this is the first generation where we're a bit more aware of how our kids are feeling and adjusting, whereas a generation before us, they kind of just, you know, threw them all out there and they played together in the yard and were left a bit more to their own devices?
I think that there's a little bit of credence to what you're saying, Emma, but I'm not sure that it's quite so... when I think about parents of previous generations, I wouldn't suggest that they were uncaring or just left the kids to their own devices. There was still a lot of investment. There was still a lot of care and concern. There's a number of other factors that are leading to this. According to this research out of Germany, families are stopping at one in that particular country, and a large reason for that is just this is a lot harder than I thought. It's really impacting negatively on my well-being. What the parents who stop at one may fail to realise, at least in some cases, is that once you've got one, it's not really that much harder to have two. You don't really know until three. And by the time you get to six, like me, they're fine. It doesn't affect you. Your well-being's already at rock bottom. It can't get any lower. Let's have another one anyway. So, but there are a few other factors. I think that we've got to be realistic about the economic factors. It's expensive to have children. They cost a lot of money to raise in today's world, and they do require a substantial amount of investment, not just financial, but also social and emotional and academic. I mean, we're constantly investing in our children. We want to have nice homes and nice things, and therefore, in a place like Sydney, it's almost impossible. It's not impossible, but it's almost impossible to survive on a sole income.
Mm.
And so the practicalities of having children and juggling multiple careers and multiple children is very, very hard. They're just a couple of factors. I believe that there are probably a handful of others, but it's probably a bit lengthy for our chat today. The thing that the research tells us that's really important, and that is that if we are trying to get a quick happiness boost, then kids aren't necessarily all that good for our happiness. But if we want to have meaning and purpose in our lives, it's very hard to find anything better than having children. And meaning and purpose don't always match up neatly with happiness in the moment.
Mm.
But when we make that investment for 20 years, and when our children finally do grow up and they finally do leave, and we finally do get to sleep in and not worry quite so much about what's going on, although we never stop worrying as parents, it's at that 20-year point that we finally discover what the investment was and whether or not we've done well, whether we've invested wisely. And we've got to be able to push past those emotional lows because the emotional highs are absolutely unsurpassed. And while having children may not always make us happy, my goodness, it gives us some of the best moments life can offer.